Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Continuing our study this week on the miracle of the darkness that was found at Calvary. And we've talked already about the darkness in the day and how that it came during the middle of a time when it was supposed to be the brightest that there could be. But then this darkness came upon them. It was from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the evening. And so we've already looked at some of those things. We are looking now at the thought that darkness seems to speak of punishment. And we are looking at Egypt and different things. Hope this is a blessing to you as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This will be part number 3 of the message. Exodus chapter number 10, verse 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness, listen to this, which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt. 3 days, they saw not one another, neither rose from any from his place for 3 days. But I want you to listen to this last part right here. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. What are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that while the darkness was over all the land, every one of those people, amen, that had Christ, that lived for God, amen, that was under the control of Moses during those days, amen, they had light within their dwellings. Can I tell you why the world looks dark today, amen? Why the world looks wicked? Why the world looks awful? Can I tell you I've got a light in my dwelling, amen, this very night, amen? Thank God. While the world may go through punishment, there's a light on the inside of me that's going to get me out of here one of these days, thank God. This darkness was sent in the form of punishment to those of Egypt. Another example was Hannah. Hannah prayed for prayer and thanksgiving for Samuel's birth, and she said in her prayer, "He will keep the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness." So darkness is a form of punishment. So as you look at it, the prophet Joel spoke of the day of the Lord being a time when the sun shall be turned into darkness. Joel chapter number 2, verse 31. The prophet Amos echoed the same thoughts about the judgment of the day of the Lord. When it was prophesied, "Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord, to what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light." Then Zephaniah said this. He calls the day a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Darkness is associated tonight with punishment. Christ suffered the punishment of our guilt and our shame. And that darkness was a form, a sign of that punishment. In the New Testament, Christ himself, however, speaks of just eternal judgment and eternal punishment of darkness. When he says this regarding the unprofitable servant in a parable, he says, cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Once again, eternal punishment is connected to punishment. Jude 1:6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved into everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. Goes on, he adds regarding Jude chapter verse number 13, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. If you're lost and undone without God, there's nothing going to be bright in your future, friend. There is a place called hell, a place of punishment. You say, preacher, why do I deserve punishment? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you reject the Savior, amen, you reject the light. And so therefore, if you reject the light, friend, and you say no to the light, then guess what? You say yes to the darkness. Amen. You were born in the darkness. That's why you have need of the light, amen. That's why Jesus came. He is the light of the world, the Bible says. That darkness, not only is associated with punishment, but also the darkness is associated with the people of punishment. Notice this. Just as Egypt was guilty, we all see those that were connected to the crucifixion, those that were around the crucifixion, they were also connected with punishment. The darkness did just not fall on those who were unbelievers, who were not followers of Christ. It fell on everybody. That darkness was experienced and the darkness was felt by everyone that was around the cross. Darkness would cause the wicked people. This one writer said that the darkness promotes fear. Darkness would cause these wicked people involved, these that were there at the cross, these that were railing the words and saying the accusations and spitting into all this. I think they went quiet whenever the lights went out. So I believe this. I believe that there was a holy, reverent fear fell upon the people when the darkness came. That darkness was there, almost like saying this. All right, you've crucified my son. Maybe somebody said, boy, we better done it this time. While them scribes and them Pharisees who should know the word of God, they may have been standing around and may have been saying, you know what? I remember, you know, when there was a time in Egypt, there was a darkness like this. But I don't read about it any other time in history. This is new. Something's going on. Somebody said, boy, we've messed up this time. I believe them soldiers that man nailed his hands to the tree. Y'all with me tonight? Them old soldiers that man came around and plucked his beard, and those that man beat his head with a reed. I believe them guys said, wait a minute. We've crucified many. This is the first time this has ever happened. We've done it this time. God Almighty is getting ready to rain judgment down upon us. And I believe maybe some of them thought, here comes the fire. Here comes the brimstone. We're going to be consumed. We're going to be destroyed for what we've done to God's darling son. We're going to be, man, consumed before this day's up. What they could not see was Christ was came to fulfill a mission. And they put him there. Luke chapter number 23, the Bible said this, speaking about there's evidence that those that were there that were crucifying Christ, when this darkness fell, some of them that were watching smote their breasts. The Bible said in verse 46, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice and said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And now when the centurion saw that what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that site, beholding the things which were done, smote their breast and returned. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off beholding these things. I'm going to tell you something that speaks of a holy fear. Somebody said right now that God's silent. God, why in the world? Why would God allow this LGBTQ community? Why would God allow all of the things that's going on in America? Why does God allow all of this transgender movement? Why does God allow the wickedness and the abomination of the world that's what's going on today? Why does God allow it? It's nothing but mercy, friend. It's grace. But I want to remind you, it's a span of grace. There's coming a day. There's coming a day when righteous, holy judgment is going to fall upon mankind. And the only thing that kept these people this day from being consumed by God Almighty was the fact of His grace and His mercy. That's what kept Him, amen, from destroying humanity once again. We're under grace tonight. Well, we ought to take advantage of it, amen. We ought to, man, praise God. We ought to take this span of grace, amen. We ought to take the gospel in all the world, amen. But we're taking this time of grace and we're being selfish with it. We're doing what we want to do and not what God wants us to do. I'm going to tell you something. Judgment is coming to the world. It's coming quickly. Speaks of a holy fear. Matthew 27:54. Then when the centurion and they which were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things which were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Now, this darkness was no doubt associated with punishment, and this darkness was no doubt associated with people, but it was also, I see it this way, that this darkness was associated with Christ. The darkness represented the punishment which Christ was taking for every sinner. This darkness was not His darkness. No, He was the light. He took our darkness, amen. He took our wickedness to His tree with Him so that we wouldn't be punished by God. He took our punishment. He took, listen, I want you to know this. He not only took a physical beating. Y'all with me this evening? He not only took a physical beating. Amen. By those, all of those that man fought against, by all of those men that came to crucify, that first three hours was man's fun. But I'll tell you something, the last three hours was God's holy righteous judgment upon sin. Amen. He took my physical, but yes, He also took my spiritual and dealt with God the Father on our sin. Friend, I want you to know tonight, it's because of Christ that we're free. Cause of Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.